What's going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Coming at you right now. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, the third here. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you have not checked out episode 152 of the podcast, you might want to do that right now. My reactions to the basketball season for both the men's and women's basketball teams and more on that podcast. It's just me on there, so make sure you check that out wherever you get your podcast. We have not talked about track and field. It's been a long while since we've done that. So let's get on it right now here. As I'm recording this podcast, they just wrapped up the first day of the famous Texas Relays down there in Austin, Texas. But I do want to rewind back here real quick to kind of summarize the weekend. I know we missed out on track and field, but they did their damage at Emporia State. Whereas, of course, they got a couple of top 10s. There were a couple of wins in there, especially in the last day of the Emporia Relays. And, of course, they have Teplon. There's some good competition there as well. I'm going to actually start when the last time with the K-State was on the track, which was the Emporia State Relays, famously enough. Now they've got the Texas Relays. And then, of course, in a couple of weeks, there's the Kansas Relays coming up as well. And yours truly might be involved in that. It depends on the results of the Rock the Parkway half marathon, which is going to take place in OP next weekend. So that's back-to-back weekends there as well. So I got a quick turnaround if I'm going to do that. But that's another conversation there for another time. All right, so last weekend, right? We're going to start with the last day because the Emporia State Relays, that's where the K-State men's and track and field men, the K-State men's and women's track and field teams are. Man, this is to see what a head coach can do to you there as well. Completed a three-day event there. You're right. Big in skate. The Cats won four events there, while 10 more finished in the top five, including four more Cats with a third place finish there. Big in skate started the day winning the women started last week. She won the women's long jump with a new personal best, 19.8 there as well. And then two of the other wins coming from, how about this, the Young Gunners. Grace Meyer in the women's 15 meter run. There was a 4:39 win. Grace Meyer, I think, is, if I remember correctly, is on the cross country team, if I remember correctly, there as well. And then, of course, another freshman in there, the freshman duo, the other half, Claire Bybee, won the women's pole vault, tying her personal height of 12.9 in that as well. The four athletes that finished in the podium position in third, mainly Maddie Ryder in the women's long jump, sophomore Bryce Collins in the men's high jump, Aubrey Donnelly in the women's 800-meter run with a time of 2:16, and Jesse Pinkley in the men's pole vault. They're getting it done with a jump of 16.075 there as well. And then also to cover everyone else on that day, two more other guys competing in the 800-meter run, including sophomore Alex Gutierrez with a 1:53, and Jack Vincent finishing fifth with a 1:54 run there as well. And then, of course, two more Cats competed, and they hit their PR as well. That including freshman Sadie Tanking in this javelin throw. Yes, I said it. Sadie Tanking. That's a name. I'm not. I know it's April Fool's Day coming up. Sorry to put you in that spot, but it's not April Fool's Show. That's a real name. In the javelin throw with a 137.5 throw. That was good for ninth place. And Darius O'Connell in the men's shot put finished fourth with a throw of 57.6 there as well. So we got it covered. Let's see here. Well, the men's 400, my specialty. When I was in high school / college, Gabriel Lau was 28th overall in the men's 400 with a mid 50.48 there as well. So, but congratulations to Urate Biggin Skate, continuing to make some hay there on the track and field course for K-State. Grace Meyer and Claire Bybee getting things done for K-State. So I wanted to shout them out here on the podcast here as they all headed to Texas Relays to see what they can do more. As I know, I'm going to finish this up as they're approaching their end of the first day of that Texas relay meet down there as well, which I'm going to talk about that briefly here on this podcast. So the K-State men's and women's teams were already down there for the Texas relays. Actually, it started. This is the first day, and it'll go through Saturday of April the 1st. The Wildcats will compete in the Texas relays there. All right, covered that. But other Big 12 schools that K-State will be going up against, that's going to include Baylor, Houston. Yeah, I just want to go ahead and put them in there because they're with us now. Oklahoma, TCU, and Texas Tech there as well. So the first day, and again, we'll have to name these because we'll get the results of these guys and gals here later on tonight. I will be, anyways. Some people to keep an eye on here, especially later in the 5,000, Matthew Hauser, Hannah Stewart in the 3,000-meter steeplechase, Joe Pavlik in the javelin throw, Cade McCall, you know you got to keep your eye on him in the hammer throw there as well. We also got to keep our eyes on Yurite Bickenskate, which we just talked about. She won the long jump. Last time she was out in the field, she won a long jump, so make sure you keep your eyes on her as well. So K-State track and field. Let's not forget about them either. There's other sports going on, doing it big. The big famous Texas relays here as they just completed day one. So I'll be getting that. I should be getting those results here later on this evening. So we'll get that going here as well. So definitely, we ain't forgot about your track and field. We got you. We got to cover all K-State things athletic-wise here in Manhattan, Kansas, which you can find wherever you get your podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Yes, football, basketball, golf, track and field, volleyball, rowing. We got it all covered here on the podcast here, so make sure you subscribe if it's your first time listening. Appreciate you for stopping by. Make sure you love what you're hearing. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you're aware that we upload almost daily content. I know it feels like it's been not recorded for a while, but yeah, so make sure you do that as well. And if you want to, third option, leave us a rate and review or review of your choice. And we're not taking more 2 stars. For one, it helps us get better with the podcast between myself and my co-host Alex Aiden. But more importantly, this podcast, this Purple Project Podcast, to reach other K-State fans who are looking for more content, especially at this time of the year now where men's basketball and women's basketball just wrapped up as well. So definitely want to continue to get ourselves out there. Spring ball is in session as we're talking right now. Spring football, I should say, as well. So we'll definitely continue to get ourselves warmed back up with football talk here in the upcoming episodes of the weekly edition of the podcast. So if you want to be a part of it, definitely make sure you hit the subscribe button. That's going to do it on this track and field edition of the Purple Project Podcast. 80 Greer, go Cats. Cats looking to do some more damage in the Texas relays this weekend. Go Cats.